Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today not one but two guests, but we're going to start with Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
How's it going today? You brought us a surprise.
I did. You know, it's summer and we are in full swing, and I'm so excited to have one of my summer interns with me here this morning.
Yay!
We've had the ability to have interns for the last three summers through a grant through the Department of Education that was given to the State 4-H office. And so it was to really help combat COVID learning loss when all of that hit our world. So we've really been able to do some really great programming. This is our last summer for it. I'm so sad.
Oh, no.
I know. But I'm so excited to introduce Chloe Ecor to you this morning. She was a previous 4-H'er of ours. And so I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell her what she's been doing this summer and why she took the internship.
Oh, very good. Well, welcome, Chloe. Nice to meet you and glad to see that you're part of the intern program. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me. My name is Chloe Ecord. I was a Franklin County 4-H'er. Go Apennine Trailblazers.
What prompted you to take part in the intern program? That's kind of a big step.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm majoring at Fort Hays State University in Agriculture Communications, and Jessica approached me and I would work anywhere for her. But this opportunity really excited me to teach the youth of life skills. I mean, I think that's something I'm really passionate about and hope to do, you know, in the future. So I think this is a good step for me in my future career.
What part of the program are you especially excited about? Working with youth, that covers a lot there, but what's the biggest draw for you?
This year, our required curriculum is a financial curriculum, and I'm really excited to bring that to the kids.
Yeah, fiscal responsibility is kind of important, so being able to share that is good. Are you anticipating any challenges?
We have had some great participation so far. The kids are awesome. They're really excited. No, I don't really. I mean, it's been a great experience the first, you know, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks here so far. So,
not planning on anything devastating happening.
No.
So as a 4-H'er, were you in from 7 on up? How did that go for you?
Yeah, I was. I joined 4-H as soon as I could and participated in many various projects, but my favorite was always the swine project.
Tell me a little bit about the swine project. I know, I do a lot with yarn, so okay. My favorite 4-H'ers are the ones with the sheep. I haven't been exposed much to any of the swine producers. What can you tell us?
Well, my favorite breed to show was always Duroc. So my grandparents, you know, they showed hogs and everything, and Durocs were my grandma's favorite. So I kind of kept that tradition going. And the best part about it was that I got to show alongside my twin sister. That was always something, you know, we got to compete, but also do it together. So that taught us, you know, a lot of really great things.
Cooperative skills and everything else like that. What do you miss about being in 4-H?
Goodness, I think just seeing everybody at the fair, seeing what they bring to the table, I think it brings out a lot of uniqueness in everybody and their skills.
I admire all of the 4-H'ers that I know. It draws a certain type of person, it builds a certain type of person, and just brings out the best in everybody that's involved, it seems. Does the extension office seem like something you might be interested in as part of a career going forward? Is this something you're going to keep your hand in as you go along?
I think anywhere in the, you know, agriculture advocacy realm or even the education realm as well. I really do see myself there in the future.
That sounds fantastic. Well, with any luck, we will get to have you in again to tell us about some of the things you're doing, some of the programs. Just give us one more time your name and your title.
My name is Chloe Ecord, and I'm a summer engagement intern at the 4-H Extension Office.
Outstanding. Well, hopefully we get to see you at the fair this year and see some of those programs coming on.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Jessica, one intern down, and you've got a total of four. Is that correct?
Two.
Outstanding. And we'll get to meet them all.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, we'll have them all on here. And just a reminder to all of our 4-H'ers, it's a busy time. We've got fair books out. We've got all the pre-registrations out. We are, again, in the trenches. It's summertime. Fairs will be here before we know it. So I hope our 4-H'ers are working on their projects. And just please know we are here to help. So if you've got a question about fair, if you're just the general public and just want to get involved in open class, we can help guide you in some of those questions as well. So reach out to your extension office.
Sounds fine. Well, Jessica and Chloe, thank you both for coming in this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.